You're listening to Keeping It Real, the raw, unfiltered podcast about things that matter to you. Hi, my name's Julie Kelly and this is Keeping It Real. And what are you doing up at this time of night? Well, it's not like me to do a podcast this late, but being on the menopause, I can't get a wink of sleep. And when I do try and get to sleep, I'm sweating cobs. And when I take the duvet off me, I'm freezing cold. So I figured it'd be great to get up and do a podcast, because whilst I was lying in bed, I started thinking about the joys of aging. Now, I'm lucky enough to have both my parents alive, but my mother's barely there. And I don't mean that in a horrible way, but my mum really is something else. She rang me this morning at 5:30 in the morning. Now, I know people say we should be grateful your mother's around, and I am. I really am. But she rang me at 5:30 in the morning. Well, I didn't answer at first because I thought there's no way I'm answering a call at 5:30 in the morning, but it could have been an emergency. So I rang her back and I said, "Are you all right, Mum?" She went, "No." I went, "Why, what's wrong?" She went, "Well, I've had a right toil." So I said, "Well, what kind of a toil? What do you mean?" She went, "Well, I sat up in bed and everything fell out of me." Well, that's not what you want to hear, is it, at 5:30 in the morning? So I said, "What do you mean everything fell out? Everything fell out of you?" She went, "Well, I coughed and I've done myself a mischief." So I said, "Well, what exactly is wrong with you?" She went, "Oh, you know, everything." She goes, "When you get older, you've got it all to come." Anyway, she says, "On the best side of it, my electric bill were all right." No, I know that sounds nutty, but that's like my mum all the way. She really don't know how funny she is, my mother. I swear to God, one day she rang me up and she says to me, "There's been murders round here, murders." Now, my mum lives near an hospital, so I thought, well, I wonder what's going on. She went, "There's police, ambulances and all sorts." So I thought there'd been a murder. I thought that's what she was telling me. So I said, "Mum, what exactly has happened? Has somebody been hurt?" She went, "Oh no, it's nothing to do with that." She said, "There's been murders round here." So I said, "Why, what's wrong?" She went, "Well, I'll tell you what," she said, "I've never been getting Oldham Chronicle anymore." Now, the Oldham Chronicle's a paper, a newspaper. So I said, "Mum, I don't know what you're talking about." She went, "Well, I booked a trip with the Oldham Chronicle," she said, "and they've only gone into liquidation. I don't know what I'll do now." Well, it's funny, isn't it? Because when you get older, little things like that, they really matter. And you know, people go really funny, don't they? They get mithered about little things. Like my dad now, he's 87 and he gets worked up about everything. You know, like, well, the slightest little thing he gets all flustered about. My dad's always been really generous with his money. He's never really bothered about what he spends. You know, if he sees something that he likes, he'll buy it. He's not really bothered about the price, my dad. He's always been one for collecting things. When I grew up, there were about 12 wristwatches, all pinned up at top at Gasfire. He used to just collect them and then he'd give them away if anybody needed one. Well, that's the way my dad was. Anyway, he's got to 87 and he's not in the best of health now, my dad, so I decided I'd try and get him some benefits, which he deserved, really. Anyway, he got these benefits, and since he's got them, he's gone right skingy with his money. Like, we'll be walking round Aldi, a Lidl, and he'll say, "Oh, I could do with some beans." So we'll go to tins of beans. I'll say, "Oh, Dad, the 75p, they're mine." "But I'm not paying that. I'm not paying that. A couple of weeks ago, they were only 39 pence. And he'll walk away without them. Honestly, he's gone so miserly with money. He's got bad eyes at the moment, my dad. He's had cataracts, so he's not seeing very well. And the thing is, I keep saying, "Dad, you could do with a bigger telly." So he said, "We'll go and have a look for some." Anyway, we took him to have a look at these bigger tellies. and he wants a 65 inch because, well, his eyesight is pretty bad. Anyway, we saw some cracking tellies at 400 and odd quid for a 65 inch. I'm not paying that, he said. I don't mind paying a couple of hundred, but I'm not paying 400 and odd. And I'm looking at him thinking, blooming heck, Dad. You know, you're living in dark ages. They're funny, aren't they, old people, though? The things they come out with, they're just hilarious. Oh, well, that's my whinge of the day. But it's not just old people, is it, really? It's funny, but I don't know, I've started picking up a few odd traits. I'm 57 now and I've started doing some really weird things. Now, I don't know whether you relate to this, well, men and women really, but I go to bed at a reasonable time and I try and get up at a reasonable time, but being on the menopause, I tend to get up at night a lot to go to the toilet. Now, when I get up, This is the funny thing, my legs don't work proper and I kind of shuffle. I don't shuffle when I walk normally, but when I get up to go to the toilet, I shuffle and it takes me ages to get to the toilet, and if I'm lucky enough to get there on time, I don't wet myself before I get there. But when I you know, shuffle to go to the toilet, it's really strange. It's like my legs don't work at all. It's mad. And then what I do, I tend to lower myself down. I get hold of grab rail. Now, the house I'm in, it had a grab rail anyway. But I get hold of it and lower myself down onto the toilet. I don't need to. And when I finished, I walk back perfectly normal. Now, I don't know why this happens, but I just think it's a frame of mind or something. When you're at a certain age, you start to get more cautious. Like, I walk down steps now sideways, in case I fall. And then when I sort of catch myself and think, well, what are you doing that for? I can turn around and walk down them perfectly well. But there's just something when you get to a certain age and different things don't bother you as much as they used to. And then other things really do nag you. But you seem to get this kind of burst of confidence. Like, for example, now things don't bother me at all like they used to. I kind of don't sweat the small stuff, if you like. But one of the things that really gets me is if I go into a shop and the shopkeeper, you know, the salesman or woman, is talking when they're supposed to be serving you, and they're chattering away to the colleague there, and they'll hold their hands out with your change and they won't even look at you. Not a thank you, a kiss me backside, no nothing. So now I just stand there, mate. It don't matter how long it takes, and I stand there till we've finished. And then they'll turn round and look at me and they'll sort of say, yeah, is something wrong? And I'll go, thank you. And I'll just walk away. But I've got right cantankerous as I've got older. But you can sort of get away with it, can't you? Because, well, a lot of younger people, not all younger people, so please don't pull me up for this, but a lot of people these days who are not of a certain age, well, they're absolutely thick as planks, aren't they? Thick as planks. Like one Christmas, well, it's about 2 years ago, I went to Iceland and I were looking for that Baileys, not the original Baileys, but you know the one that you can buy? It's the Irish cream one and it's only cheap. So I went in and I said to her, do you sell Irish cream? And she says to me, this girl were only about 22, but I could not believe she were 22 because she went to me, Irish cream, what is it? Is it a cake? And I said, no, it's not a cake, it's a liqueur. I said, it's like Baileys. I said, it's just called Irish cream. And she went, well, if it's cream, it'll be with the cakes. And I went, but it's not a cake. I said, it's Irish cream. She goes, yeah, well, we do all different nationality food now. Are you sure it's not a cake? And I just stood there looking at her. And I went, yeah, it's a cake. And I walked off and I thought, you thick plank. Really, honestly, you can't believe it, can you, sometimes? The way people are these days, it just gets to me. Anyway, there's my rant. I've got up in the night, decided to make a podcast, and there it is, the joys of aging. Now, if you've got any feedback or any weird stuff that's happened to you as you've advanced with age, please drop me a comment. I'd love a good laugh. Because you know what? You've got to have a sense of humour, haven't you? Because as you're getting on in life, people don't take you seriously, do they? They don't think you've ever been young. And they just sort of, they look at you, don't they? Like you've come from Mars. Well, you probably have to them, because they don't know hardly anything. Anyway, there's my podcast for today. I shall be back next week with a more serious topic. But tonight, I just thought we'd have a bit of a laugh and I'd share a few thoughts on the joys of ageing. So please like, share and drop a comment. And if you can, please subscribe to my channel over on Apple Podcasts. But for now, I'll be seeing you. Bye.